Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest. There's something so thrilling about playing Chumba Casino. Maybe it's the simple reminder that with a little luck, anything is possible. ChumbaCasino.com has hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new game releases each week. Play for free anytime, anywhere for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound. Limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
One theory in the case of the Florida machete murder is that Thalia's husband, James Lindsley, was responsible for her murder. James was an easygoing real estate agent who had served two terms as mayor of St. Augustine. Though they lived in separate homes, James said they did not have marital problems. Athalia, however, had sent letters to her sister showing they were having issues. Quote, Jimmy is a complete leech, complete liar. She also said she changed the locks of her house.
Welcome to an all-new season of the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. This season, we dive into the most horrific unsolved murders in history. From the Black Dahlia murder to the unsolved murder of the Lady of the Dunes. Join us every Tuesday on YouTube or your favorite podcast platform. As always, we thank you for listening.
Welcome to an all-new episode of Murder Monday on the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. I'm your host, Larry Lease. Today, we're diving into the shocking Florida machete murder. But first, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Poddex, for sponsoring this episode. Visit poddex.com. Use promo code TCNS for 10% off your first purchase. Born into a life of privilege, Athalia Lindsley was a former Broadway actress, model, inventor, real estate agent, and author. She was, according to her detractors in the Orlando Sentinel, a sharp-tongued, aggressive woman who would not have won any popularity contest. Indeed, in 1970, Athalia ran for Florida legislature and lost. In 1973, Athalia married James Lindsley, a real estate agent and the former mayor of St. Augustine, Florida, where Athalia lived at the time. While they were married in September, by the next January, the two lived in separate homes. Athalia was trying to sell the house she was living in and didn't want to leave it unoccupied before moving to her new husband's home. She never got the opportunity. On January 23, 1974, between 6 and 6:15 p.m., the 56-year-old Athalia went outside to walk her pet blue jay, Clementine. On her porch, she encountered a man wielding a machete who proceeded to hack her to death. By the time police arrived, Athalia had been nearly decapitated. Police Chief Virgil Stewart said she was dead when we got there. She had been badly butchered. Her head was almost cut off. Clementine the Blue Jay was never seen again. A neighbor, 19-year-old Locke McCormick, said he could hear Athalia's screams from his house. When he went to check on Athalia, he discovered her butchered body. He told police he saw a 40-to-60-year-old man wearing a white shirt and dark pants, walking away from the house. A witness reported that there was blood in the grass leading all around the south side of the house. At one point, a police officer ordered the ambulance attendants to hose down the blood. The sheriff offered a $500 reward to anyone with information on the case. On February 17th, 1974, a county mechanic named Dewey Lee said he'd searched the marshes 1 mile from Lindsley's home and discovered a machete in a package containing a bloodied white shirt, dark pants, a watch, and a pair of shoes. After her murder, Frances Bemis, a 70-year-old retired department store public relations exec and fashion consultant, told her friends that she knew something about the murder. Bemis, who was reportedly a friend of Athalia's, was even said to have been in collaboration with a writer on a book about Athalia after her death. She did not seem afraid when Athalia turned up slaying, telling the St. Augustine Record, "I think St. Augustine is the safest place I've ever lived. I go out walking at night and will continue to do so. I went out walking the same night that the murder took place." Frances indeed continued to go walking at night, including on November 3rd, 1974, a little over 9 months after Athalia was murdered. The next day, not far from where Athalia was murdered, a man walking walking his dog found Frances dead in a vacant lot. She apparently had been clobbered repeatedly with a stone block. She was semi-nude, with most of her clothes having been ripped off. Though an autopsy report found no indication of rape, an account by the New York Daily News noted that her body had been burned, as though a killer had tried to destroy the corpse. Police Chief Virgil Stewart did not believe there was a connection between Frances and Athalia's murders at the time. And now on to the theories behind the murder of Athalia. Athalia's husband, James Lindsley, was responsible for her murder, is one. James was an easygoing real estate agent who had served 2 terms as mayor of St. Augustine. Though they lived in separate homes, James said they did not have marital problems. Athalia, however, had sent letters to her sister showing they were having issues. Quote, "Jimmy is a leech and a complete liar." She also said she changed the locks of her house. There was also gossip among community members that the crime scene was hosed down to protect James' involvement. According to Elizabeth Randall, author of a book detailing the murder, James complained about how many rumors flew around town. In testimony at Athalia's murder trial, not a trial prosecuting James, James told the jury that he owned a machete resembling the one used to kill his wife. He usually kept it in the trunk of his car, using it to hack at undergrowth while looking at properties for his real estate job. After Athalia's murder, he turned the machete over to the police. At that time, it was common for residents in the county to own 1 or 2 machetes used to fight back against the Florida fauna. At the trial, James was shown the machete that was used on his wife. James could not confirm whether it was his, telling the judge, "All machetes look alike to me." According to the book, there was a gap of around 15 to 25 minutes in James' alibi. It supposedly occurred between the time James drove home from the grocery store to where he had been shopping with Athalia and the time he drove back to his own home. Randall posits that James had enough time to drive to Athalia's house during that period. The second big theory is Athalia's neighbor Alan Stanford murdered her in the culmination of a months-long feud. According to the New York Daily News, Athalia loved animals and took many in, including noisy dogs, and even at one point, a goat. The noise from these critters often disgruntled her neighbors. Once again, according to the author Elizabeth Randall, both of Athalia's neighbors, the Stanfords and McCormicks, filed public complaints about the noise in 1972, resulting in a $50 fine for disturbing the peace. Randall then describes an escalating neighborly feud in which Athalia outraged the Stanfords by cutting back their trees that extended over her property. According to Randall, mere hours before Athalia's murder, Stanford had been visited by the Florida Department of Professional and Occupational Regulations at Athalia's request. Randall said they were there investigating to see whether Stanford was in violation of Florida state statutes. Key to the fence was the testimony of one Adele McLaughlin, a data processing clerk and neighbor who was riding her bike past Athalia's home at the time. They testified that she had seen Dewey in Athalia's yard less than 2 hours before the murder took place. After 2.5 hours of deliberation on February 3, 1975, the jury declared Stanford innocent. Sheriff Garrett told reporters, "Yes, I think Stanford did it. I signed the complaint against him, and I don't concur with the verdict." And that's all we have for this episode of Murder Monday. Let us know your thoughts on the case. Send us a tweet at TrueCrimeNS, or leave a comment in the comment section below. And be sure to like and subscribe to this podcast. Available now on all major podcast platforms.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest. There's something so thrilling about playing Chumba Casino. Maybe it's the simple reminder that with a little luck, anything is possible. ChumbaCasino.com has hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new game releases each week. Play for free anytime, anywhere for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.